This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. Thousands of people gathered on the UNC Chapel Hill campus last night to remember three students who were shot to death on Tuesday. Dia Shadi Barakat was a 23-year-old student at UNC's dental school. Yusur Muhammad Abu Salha was 21 and enrolled to start at UNC's dental school in the fall. And Rasan Muhammad Abu Salha was 19 and a student at North Carolina State University. Dia and Yusur were married, and Rasan was Yusur's younger sister. As the community continues to mourn their death, we turn now to a conversation recorded by StoryCorps that commemorates the spirit of one of those students. Yusur came to a StoryCorps booth in Durham last May with her former elementary school teacher, Musarat Jabin. Sister Jabin grew up in Pakistan and is now the principal of Aliman School in Raleigh. Here's a clip from their conversation.
Did you feel any type of culture shock coming here? Like, anything you saw is, whoa, this is so different, this is crazy?
You know what? It's so funny that I did not feel it at all, because in my mind, you know, I used to live in a different world even though I was living in Pakistan. To me, it seemed like I was always here. Nothing was out of the norm for me, because that's what I imagined all the time. And it really gave me that sense of belonging when I came here. The only thing was the hardship that I had to face, because I was alone here, you know. And I think that made me a stronger person, because I've learned in life that when you come out of these hardships, you become stronger.
Growing up in America has been such a blessing. And, you know, although in some ways I do stand out, such as, you know, the hijab I wear on my head, the head covering, there are still so many ways that I feel so embedded in the fabric that is, you know, our culture. And
Absolutely.
That's the beautiful thing here, is that it doesn't matter where you come from. There's so many different people from so many different places and of different backgrounds and religions.
Absolutely.
But here we're all one culture. And
exactly.
And it's beautiful to see people of, you know, different areas interacting and being family, being, you know, one community.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when I see you, your friends, and other students who graduated from Aliman School, this is the feeling we get, that how well you guys have, you know, adjusted, or I would say you just blended into the fabric, you know. Our girls, they wear their head coverings or hijab, we call it hijab, and they are, you know, at the top of their class, they are participating in everything. You should not tell me about what Aliman has given you. How do you feel about that, and what was your experience at Aliman?
Oh, my experience at Aliman was an unforgettable one, and I say all the time that if I could go back, I would love to. As I said earlier, it was my home. And what I love the most is that the teachers there really care about you. You know, it goes even far beyond the classroom, because I see you again nowadays.
Yes.
And you know so much about me, and you're always asking, how are you? You know, where are you now in life? And Aliman School has impacted me in so many different ways and continues to impact me now. I got a wonderful education there, and was able to excel in high school. And now I'm at NC State University studying human biology and looking forward to applying to dental schools.
And got married to one of my other students.
Yeah, that was
pretty
interesting.
I was so happy, you know, when I saw you guys together and I heard about it. I couldn't just, you know, express how I felt, you know, that these are the two kids that we taught, and you will be together for the rest of your life, inshallah. Yes. And this is the pride that we take in our children, you know, that it's an amazing feeling when you see your children grow into beautiful young ladies, and I should not say beautiful men, right? Handsome men, and their accomplishments in their lives. That's what gives us as educators a sense of accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
And we are so thankful to God for giving us an opportunity to make that difference in the lives of our children. Yeah.
So if you had the podium that you can stand on in front of the whole world and all attention was on you and there's just one thing you could tell them, what would that one thing be?
Live in peace. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. Because it means so much to me that today in this world there's so much going on, and I wish that we all would learn to live in peace and harmony. The world would become such a beautiful place when we respect each other, when we, we care for each other, and we have that sense of giving, sense of respect, because that's what makes this place, this world, a beautiful place, when we have that brotherhood and sisterhood. And through education, you know, that's what I would say, that people need to get educated. Education not necessarily meaning a degree, you know. What makes you a better person is when you learn from your experiences and you are there for each other. We help each other and make this world a place where everybody has the right to live, and we don't fight over our differences, but learn to accept our differences and learn how we can make this world a better place to live, keeping our differences aside and focusing on our similarities. That's what I would say.
Sister Javine, I love hearing from you. You always have the right thing to say, you know, the right answers. In third grade, I still remember you once coming up to me, and I don't know what it is that brought up the conversation, but it's something you tell your students often when we ask for something. And you used to say, don't put your hand like this, and you would have your hand out and facing downwards as if you're taking something from someone, and then you'd flip your hand over and you'd say,
oh my God, still remember?
As it, you know, you'd open your hand upward as, you know, a giving gesture.
Absolutely.
So give.
Absolutely.
Don't take, you know, be less selfish, maybe giving, open, compassionate.
Absolutely.
Caring.
And I still say that to the kids today, that the gesture should be of giving, not taking or accepting. And when we have this sense of giving, definitely this world will become a better place. Giving does not necessarily mean financially. It can be emotional. It can be helping each other. So this is what I feel, that that's our mission as educators, that we tell our children, we educate them. It's not all about getting straight A's or getting a report card and going home. It's all about shaping minds, because once you shape minds, you are shaping future. Yes.
Before our time is up, Sister Javine, I'd just like to thank you, first, for giving me the opportunity to be here with you today and listen to your story and your experiences and advice. And it's been an honor.
No, I want to thank you, Yasir, for coming in. And, you know, this is what I was telling you while we were driving, that you guys never let me down. Anytime I ask you guys for anything, all of my students are there for me, and the honor is mine. Thank you so much.
Of course.
That's Yusor Abu Salha and her former elementary school teacher, Musarat Javine. They sat down together for a conversation at StoryCorps last May, and Sister Javine joins us now. Sister Javine, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
I'm very sorry for your loss. This must be a very difficult time for you.
It indeed is. It's very devastating. And listening to Yusor's voice again, it just brought back all the memories. I'm sorry.
You know, you brought this conversation to our attention, the fact that it had been done by StoryCorps, and asked us to air it. Why do you think it's so important that people hear what you sort of had to say?
I think it's important because I want everybody to know how Yusor, Dia, and Razan were, what values they grew up with, and what they are practicing in their lives. Is this what they learned in school, at home? And it's a legacy that they have left behind. And I think that is very important for me. This is the least I can do, to let everybody know that these children were just amazing kids. And I keep referring to them as children because they are my children. I've seen them grow over the years. And I just kept thinking about it. What can I do they are the ones who have taught me to be stronger. And I have learned to be stronger just because of their faith in who they are and what they want to contribute to the world, not just their own community, but the entire world. This is what they have learned and this is what they have lived. And I want to honor them. And that's the reason why I wanted to be here.
Well, I'd like to find out a little bit more about them. You knew them well as your teacher, and now you are the principal of Aliman School in Raleigh. Musarat Jabin is the principal of Aliman School. It's in Raleigh, a former teacher of both Yusor Abu Saha and her husband, Dia Shadi Barakat. And we're going to continue our conversation just ahead on the State of Things. Please stay with us on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. This is the State of Things, broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Today, we're remembering the three students shot to death in Chapel Hill on Tuesday. We're talking with Musarat Jabin, the principal of Aliman School in Raleigh. She taught both Yusor Salha and her husband, Dia Shadi Barakat, when they were students at Aliman. She sat down for an interview with StoryCorps with Yusor last year, and I spoke with Sister Jabin earlier today, and I asked her why Yusor came to mind first when she thought about recording a StoryCorps conversation.
It's amazing. I didn't know anything about StoryCorps. I was just driving to school one morning, and they were announcing that they are looking for people to record their stories, and I thought that was something interesting. So when I reached school, I texted Yusor. I said, "Hey, Yusor, I heard about StoryCorps." And she said, "What's that?" I said, "I don't know, but let's find out what is it. And you know what? I want to get our story recorded. Wouldn't that be fun? It's going to stay in the Library of Congress. I'm sorry." And she's like, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." So, okay, let's do it. And I don't know why this child was on my mind when I first thought of it. I thought, oh, she's my third grade student. And this is from long time ago when I taught her. And maybe she will recall the things that happened at school and what were some of her memories. She would be the best person to talk to. And like I mentioned earlier in my interview with her on the StoryCorps story, I did mention that they never let me down, both Dia and Yusor. Anytime I needed anything for school, I wanted them to come and talk to us. They would always come back to me, and they would always come back and say that this is our school. We need to give it back to our school. And that's what makes me feel so proud of them. Last year, we also had the School Choice Week celebrated at our school, and we had a dinner. And they were the ones who are our MCs. So we asked them, why did you choose Aliman School? And they had their reasons for it, that this is the place where we think we belong, and it taught us the values in life, and we want to continue with that. And I guess because I knew her as a child, I thought, you know, maybe she would be my best person to be the one who would interview me.
Can you tell us more about each of them as students and what you remember about them in class?
They were amazing kids, both Dia and Yusor. And they had very high expectations of themselves and would never settle down for the least. I still remember Dia one time. He was in sixth grade at that time. And one of his teachers did not give him a good grade on one of the tests, and he just came to me and crying and hugging me, and he said, "You need to do something about it. I did my best, and I would not settle down for a B." And I hugged him, and I said, "Dia, B is a good grade." He said, "No, it's not a good grade. And can you please talk to the teacher to ask me, just ask her to give me another chance?" And I hugged him, and I said, "Dia, you just amaze me, and I don't know what I can do, but I'll try my best so that you can have a retest." And you can see that glow in his face, that, okay, I'll be given a second chance. Yusor, as a student, she was very hardworking, And she takes everything very seriously. It's not like, you know, there are all kinds of students. I'm not going to say that they're good or bad. There's no such thing like that. Being an educator, every child can learn, and they can learn at their own pace. And Yusur just went above and beyond. She would do her best. She would prove herself to be a perfectionist. And I refer to them as me being an OCD, and I'm labeled as an OCD. And I told them that each one of you took a part of me, and I can see that in your personalities. And that's what makes me proud of them, that they led a life where they gave so much back to the community and the children in other parts of the world where they visited. They went to Syria. They did their best. And in such a short period of time, they accomplished so much that people don't accomplish in their lifetime.
It touched all of us who heard that conversation you had with Yusur. And what was particularly what stood out about it was her connection with the school and what she took away from Al Iman, the idea that she should give back, that education is about helping your community. Tell us more about Al Iman School.
Al Iman School was established in 1992. And our first class that graduated, we are pre-K through 8th. And we had about 6 students who graduated. Now our population has grown. We have around 283 students this year. And our biggest class that graduated was 24. And hopefully it's going to get more in the years to come. I have taught at Al Iman for 5 years, and this is my 9th year in administration. So this is my 14th year. So I have seen children come in kindergarten school, graduated from Al Iman. And being in an Islamic school, it really gives me that pride that we teach the values to our children. And that's what our mission is, to make sure that each child before they leave Al Iman school leaves with these teachings of our holy book, the Quran, and we call it the Sunnah, meaning the way our prophet lived his life. So that is our focus. And I am so glad today. Yes, we have lost our children, but they have lived what we have taught them. And it would not have been possible without their parents, who have played a very important role in their lives. And like they say, it takes a village to raise a child. And their parents have done a tremendous job raising these wonderful young gentlemen and ladies. I've known these families since they were little kids. And I cannot thank them enough for their contribution in their lives. So this is what Al Iman is all about. It's about commitment. It's about dedication. It's about giving back to your community. It's about thinking about the world at large, how we can make a difference, keeping our identity at the same time, but blend with the culture here as well.
There has been so much media coverage in the aftermath of their deaths, and I wonder what you make of it all.
It's very hard for me to still make sense of it, like why it happened. And I'm just, you know, speechless. I can't think of anything, because as far as I know, these children were very respectful kids. And they have lived with so many different kinds of people in their lives, not just at Al Iman. When they graduated, they were in public schools. And you have heard from their teachers in the public schools how they were and how they carried themselves. So they were wonderful people. And to me, it's just senseless. I just don't know. I just don't have words to express my sorrow. But at the same time, I'm very happy that the whole world knows who they were, and their legacy is not going to die. It's going to live forever. And today, when I woke up this morning, I thought to myself that I have learned something from them. they have made me a stronger person. And I have a greater job to do now. I have many dias and many users and many raisons to take care of. And each one of them will carry their legacy. They will continue with it. We will continue doing. As long as I live, these children will be with me. Dia, when he grew up, he was getting taller and taller. He used to stand behind me and put his hand on my head. And I would say, Dia, you can outgrow my lap, but you can never outgrow my heart. Yes, you are taller, but you're still my child.
Sister Jabine, what a great pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity. This is the least I could do for my kids. Thank you.
Musarat Jabine is the principal of Aliman School in Raleigh. She also taught Yusur Abu Salha and her husband Dia Shadi Barakat when they were in elementary school.